Today is Saturday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. I had a thought, you know, because it's Saturday, and if you are going to come back to the office, it's probably after hours. Or perhaps you're the only person I'm going to see that day, and that pleases me greatly. You see, I would be wondering by now, after these sessions we've had, just how far we could take it. Could my control over you extend past these walls? Or, you know, longer than 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour? What if your whimsical mistress decided for a Saturday I would take you back down my nail-biting, wannabe getting rid of it person, and wake you up just enough to pass that others would not see you as someone entranced. And from there, dress you in the clothes that I picked for you, that I had nearby. Dressing myself up as well, and taking you out. What do you think? Do you think we could walk the evening town? My arm through yours, pressed close together, walking, going, looking to the rest of the world like any other couple on a date night. Do you think I could keep you that way for an hour or two? Ah, you're right. I think after an hour, we'd probably get bored. We'd have to have some kind of destination in mind. And for my more outgoing ones, that would definitely be to a party. And for my more private ones, maybe it would simply be back to my home. Of course, I'd have to be sure that nobody was going to miss you, because I don't want to get in trouble for kidnapping, goodness. But taking you back to my home to spend the rest of the weekend, taking you deep again and again, being responsible for you in every way, when you sleep, for real, when you eat, what you get to see. I wonder if in this deep state you would even care about anything to pass the time, or you would be completely immune to time. Isn't that an interesting thought, that I could simply put you in the corner and you would be content and happy? That might be the ultimate cuck, huh? And then, as we pass through Saturday and Sunday and we go back to Monday, taking you back to the office, dressing you again in your regular clothes, putting you back on that sofa, and waking you up, telling you that our appointment is done. And I truly hope that you're finally over that nail biting of yours. Because the next time I see you, I expect you to ask, to beg, to grovel, to want me to take you under again for our pleasure. No more hiding behind this polite yet fun game instead. You ask me for it directly. You ask me to take your mind and do with your body as I will. Now, isn't that a nice thought for our Saturday?